Welcome back to the 2-Bit Cipher podcast. I'm your host, D Brown. It's been a little minute. I haven't been in the lab in a while, so my bad on that. And that's nothing more than me just bullshitting around. I have a tendency to do that. If you've been around Pettyville any amount of time, sometimes we bullshit. And I don't have anything more than that, but I'm happy to be back. Today I want to talk about boundaries. What is a boundary? Why are they important? And just a couple of boundaries that I suggest if you're new to boundaries or something like that. First and foremost, I got to thank everybody who was preaching boundaries well before I started, because at first, when I first started exploring healing and, things like that, and trauma and things like that, I was seeing people talk about boundaries. I'm like, what the fuck is a boundary? Like, I don't need any boundaries. I'm good. I can let me go ahead and skip that part. And I was that way until I realized the importance of boundaries. I said, so I owe y'all an apology. Okay. I don't know what I was on. Boundaries are one of the most important things. I think boundaries are the most important. I go back and forth on my opinion on that, but boundaries are extremely important. And I'm going to say that they're the most important, So let's get into it. First of all, what is a boundary? Boundaries are hard to understand if you're not familiar with them. And that was one thing that I learned early on. I said, I don't even know where to start. And for me, things got to make sense. And I had to make boundaries make sense to where I could explain it, to myself or somebody else. So I look at boundaries as anything that's used to govern access to you. Incoming and outgoing, okay, whatever you want to call it, your energy, your peace, your happiness. I like to use peace and happiness because I think that encompasses everything, that I need. And, like I said earlier, incoming and outgoing. And I think that some people, fall short on the outgoing, access or energy. Your outgoing energy is just as important as, the incoming. Don't sleep on where your energy is going, okay? Because negativity comes in all forms, okay? The people around you that are negative, that's weighing on you. And then where you're spending your time can be negative, like if you're actively going somewhere where that negativity, if that's on you, that ain't even on the other person, So don't, forget that part of, boundaries. And one analogy that I like to use when it comes to boundaries is think of boundaries as your terms and conditions, just your rules. Okay. And what and one thing that I think a lot of, people pleasers and empaths, sometimes, they, operate according to somebody else's terms and conditions. And, we already know that can lead to, trouble. There's some grave consequences there. So, one thing that I would think about is your terms and conditions. Even if you got to write them down, write them down. Go ahead and get that whole sheet of your terms and conditions. And, we petty here. So hand them out if you have to. If you got to hand them out, hey, you know what? I think you need my terms and conditions. Go ahead and read through those and, get back to me. Let me know what you think because that's now how I'm going to operate, right? I'm no longer. Living, not necessarily living, but going with somebody else's terms and conditions, right? Because you got to, it's about you. You're like your peace, your happiness. That's you. That's no, nobody else's responsibility, but you. So think about it that way. That's one way. There's a couple others that I have. I'll get into those, later on. But I think that, your terms and conditions is something that, everybody can kind of understand. And why are boundaries important? Boundaries are important. For me, because they clear the way for, what you got going on, and one thing that I talk about is trauma, childhood trauma. And when you're dealing with childhood trauma or any type of trauma for that matter, there's a lot to unpack. Okay, you got to go through a whole lot of shit. And if you got, outside forces pulling on you or negativity pulling on you, it makes your healing journey that much harder. So setting those boundaries clears the pathway. I talk about the petty brick road. For here in Pettyville, like being petty is a boundary, right? And we stay on the petty brick road. Okay, the petty brick road clears the way and it keeps it clear. And one another thing when it comes to negativity, I think boundaries are exceptional for removing negativity and keeping it away. I didn't know the magnitude of negativity until I removed it. Right? Because you know what it is. I'm like, okay, I know what it is. It's not bothering me. It's not affecting me in any shape or form until I started removing it. I said, oh shit, that negativity was doing that to me. It had that much of an effect on me. So, and then once I understood the importance of boundaries and how they, manipulate that negativity or remove it or, even change it around, I'll spin it back on you. Okay, we petty here. I'm trying to do some shit like that. I'm gonna try to spin it back on you. I said, no, boundaries are the way to go. And one thing when it comes to boundaries, you can never have enough. Pro tip, you can never have enough boundaries. If you can think it, go ahead and set it. Okay, it's 2025, and this audacity rate is through the roof. You got to get creative with your boundaries. And I feel like I have 1,000. I don't have 1,000, but I feel like I can just come up with boundaries on the fly. I'm the boundary master, if you will, because I know that they're that important. And, two boundaries that I would suggest if you're new to boundaries and you don't understand boundaries, especially for a people pleaser and empath. Okay, those are two of my main focuses with my content is saying no. Because you already know it's a struggle to say no to people sometimes because naturally a lot of people are just nice, okay? And there's nothing wrong with that. I talk a lot about it, but there's nothing wrong with being nice. But being nice has its consequences, okay? There are going to be people, there are people that want to take advantage of your kindness, your niceness, whatever you want to call it. And you already know how big of a problem that is, right? That's one of the reasons why I'm here. I'll get to this story later on, but that's, one of the reasons why I became a creator is because I was unhappy and I was feeling like people were taking advantage of me because at the end of the day, underneath the petty shell is a very nice person, right? Who was taken advantage of one too many times. And I'm not built for it. The way my mental health is set up, I'm not built for it. Okay. No matter how healed I am, I will still revert to that crazy ass person. And those are the things that, bring that crazy person out. You know what I mean? So you gotta say no to people. And one thing when it comes to saying no, it works. Okay. And it doesn't work for everybody. That's why we gotta have backup boundaries. I'll get into backup boundaries in a couple minutes, but honestly, you would be surprised by just saying no. But sometimes you're just afraid to say no, right? Because you don't want to hurt somebody else's feelings. At the end of the day, I don't want to hurt anybody else's feelings, but I will. I don't have a problem doing so. And it's not going to be, intentional all the time. Okay. You already know we petty here. But you got to kind of get over that, right? Because like I said earlier, it's your peace, it's your happiness. And if saying no is going to lead to your peace and happiness, then you got to do it. And I always start slow. Like, hey, you know what? I'm not a person who typically says no. Try to do it 3 times a week. You don't have to do it all the time, but at least, start with a small number, like 3 times a week, I'm going to say no. And another boundary along the same lines is no. Tell people to leave you alone. If you don't want to be bothered, tell people not to bother you, right? I think those two are the most important things when it comes to your peace, your happiness, and everything like that is saying no and telling people to leave you alone. Look, I'm not in the mood right now. Okay, try to catch me next week, next month, next year. Okay, right now is just not the time. And like I said earlier, audacity is through the roof. I talk a lot about the CARA, which is the current audacity rate, and there's a lot of audacity in the atmosphere, these days. So sometimes just saying no and leave me alone doesn't always get the job done. So the backup boundary to those is fuck no and leave me the fuck alone. Okay, and I do that just to get my point across, right? I gotta let people know that I'm not playing around. I don't like repeating myself, and I'm to the point now, I skip no and leave me alone. I'm just gonna hit you with that, right? Because with this audacity rate, sometimes saying no is almost like just inviting somebody to oh, you know what? Nah, no means yes to some people. So you gotta let them know that you're not playing. So that's my little rundown on boundaries. Let me know your thoughts on boundaries. Let me know if you like that analogy, or let me know, what a boundary is to you and, why they're important. Definitely hit me in the comments if you like this podcast. Like, follow, share, do all the things and stay tuned for the next episodes. Pettyluya.